Ah, here we go. How you guys doing? Good? That's good. All right, now, who can remember? And I know you guys weren't here last week, but these girls might remember. Who remembers the story that I shared with you last week?
Ooh.
What was it about? Jonah, well done. And what happened to Jonah? Do you remember?
He got swallowed by a big fish.
Why did he get swallowed by a big fish? Do you know?
He got chucked in the water.
Why did he get chucked in the water?
I know.
You know?
Because he didn't go to the place that God asked him to.
Well done. Good job. Fantastic. That's right. So Jonah got asked to go to people that he didn't like very much and tell them that God loved them. And he said, don't think so, God. I've got a better idea. I'll run away. Was it a good idea or not a very good idea? Not a very good idea. Okay, you ready? I'm going to read you another story about another person who had a really good reason not to like somebody, but she chose a different thing. Are you ready? Are you sure? Have you got your listening ears on?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, here we go. Now, this story is called The Little Servant Girl and the Proud General. Are you sure you're ready? You know this one? All right. Well, I might have to ask you some questions. Says, Naaman was a very important man in a very important army of a very important country. So you see, he was very, very, very important. But Naaman was sick. He had leprosy. Who knows what leprosy is? What is it, Rachel?
It's a really bad disease where things just fall off.
That's very true. You don't even know. That's right. He had leprosy, which is a nasty thing that stops you from feeling anything. Oh, yuck. Bits of you fall off without you noticing, like bashed fingers and squished toes. It might sound funny. Does it sound funny?
No.
Oh, sounds a bit yucky. But it wasn't, and Naaman certainly wasn't laughing. There was no cure. And it never went away. And in the end, you died from it. Naaman needed help. That sounds right, doesn't it? Now, there was a little slave girl who worked for Naaman, and she knew someone who could help him. Do you think she's going to tell him?
Yeah.
Has he been kind to her, do you think? Let's find out. But there was a problem. Naaman was her enemy. Who knows what an enemy is? What's an enemy? What do you got? Do you know?
Someone who's really mean.
Who's very unkind to you. Someone who wants bad things to happen to you. That's right. Not long before, Naaman had led an army raid on her home in Israel. He had killed her whole family and carried her off to Syria and made her into his slave, so she had to do all the work. Every night she cried herself to sleep. She had lost everything. Now, do you think that she should want good things for Naaman?
No.
Or maybe bad things for Naaman?
Bad.
Let's find out. Why would she, of all people, want to help Naaman? Didn't she hate him and want to hurt him back? Didn't she want to make him pay for the wrong he'd done? That's what you would expect. But instead of hating him, she loved him. Instead of hurting him back, she forgave him. That's pretty special, isn't it? Very special. Okay. I want Naaman to get well, she said to her mistress. There is a man in Israel called Elisha who can heal him. I'll go, said Naaman, loading up his wagons and putting on his flashing armor. I'll go to the palace because that's where someone important like me gets healed. So he hurried off to Israel and went straight to the king. My healing, please, he announced. What do you think's about to happen? Does he get healed?
He has to go to Elijah now.
Oh, he has to go somewhere else. I can do lots of things, the king replied, but only God can heal. Just then a message from Elisha arrived. Send Naaman here, it read. So Naaman hurried off to Elisha's house. But Elisha didn't even come out to greet him. He just sent a servant instead. Doesn't Elisha realize who I am? Naaman thought. He's a very important general in a very important country. Must be so very important. But what the servant said next made him even crosser. Wash in there, he said. Just wash, Naaman laughed, in this slimy, stinky river. He looked around to see if this was some kind of joke. It wasn't. Any person can wash in a river, he thought. I am Naaman. I am important. I should do something important so God will heal me. And he rode off in a rage. What is a rage, do you know?
Like angry?
really angry, that's right, like really cross, like red in the face, that's right. Of course, you and I both know that's not how God does things. All Naaman needed was nothing. It was the one thing that Naaman didn't have. God knew that Naaman was even sicker on the inside than he was on the outside. Naaman was proud. He thought that he didn't need God. He was too important. His heart didn't work properly and he couldn't feel anything. God was not only going to heal Naaman's skin, he was going to heal his pride. Because God knows what's really wrong, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. You ready? Naaman finally agreed to wash in the river and instantly his skin became smooth like a baby. God healed you. You can't pay. Oh, sorry, Naaman went to pay Elisha. But Elisha said, God healed you and you can't pay. It's free. And so it was that a very sick man was healed all because of a little servant girl who forgave him. God knew that sin was like leprosy. It stopped his children's hearts from working properly and in the end it would kill them. Years later, God was going to send another servant to forgive as she did, to forgive all of God's children and heal their terrible sickness in their hearts. Their hearts were broken, but God can mend broken hearts. So that worked out really well for Naaman, didn't it?
Yeah.
But what did he have to do? Did he have to realize he wasn't so important? And he had to, God was more important than he was? That's right. That's a pretty impressive little girl, isn't it? Even though he'd taken away everything from her, she chose to love him and forgive him. All right. So, do you think we can remember that one? And remember that doing the wrong thing before God, it hurts our hearts and it hurts our relationship with God. And God wants to be really important in your life. God wants to be like your best friend. And he's always here. So, do you think we should pray together? Yeah, all right, so let's put our hands together so they don't go wandering. And let's close our eyes so we don't get distracted. Let's pray together. Lord God, I want to thank you for these kids. I want to thank you that you have a good plan and purpose for their lives. And I want to pray that they would know that you love them more and more every day and that they would know what you are calling them into. And I pray that you would lead them and guide them. And I want to thank you so much for them. And I pray you bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.